Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. An investigation by the Independence County Sheriff's Office into a Tuesday morning shooting on Moody Street in the DeShay community is nearing completion. Detective Jimmy Smith said this morning that the department's investigative report will be delivered to prosecuting attorney Don McSpadden to determine what charges, if any, his office will file. Smith said apparently a 41-year-old man came into a 44-year-old man's home and the homeowner shot the 41-year-old with a rifle. The shooting victim was taken to the White River Medical Center and then to UAMS in Little Rock, where he's now listed in stable condition. Police report the owner of the residence who did the shooting said the man jerked the door of the residence open and came in yelling. The owner said he pulled his firearm and told the intruder to leave his residence, and the intruder refused. Then the owner said, quote, "He came at me and that's when I shot him," unquote. Smith said the investigation also revealed the two had gotten into an altercation the day before over the shooting victim apparently taking a neighbor's car, which was recovered by police. So was a rifle used in the shooting. 2010 U.S. Census figures were released Thursday, and some of them in Arkansas were very revealing. Arkansas's population has grown by 9.1% over the last 10 years, less than 1% per year. The major growth in the state is in the northwest and central sections. No doubt, the fastest-growing section of northwest Arkansas is where the big three Arkansas businesses are located: Walmart, Tyson Foods, and J.B. Hunt Trucking Company. Walmart country is Benton County, where the company's headquarters are located in the city of Bentonville. Benton County is the fastest-growing county in population, adding almost 68,000 residents over the last 10 years, increasing the county's population to just over 221,000. Pulaski County in central Arkansas is still the most populated county in the state with almost 383,000 residents. Little Rock is still the state's largest city with 193,424 residents. That figure more than doubles the state's second most populated city, Fort Smith, the home of 86,209. The other cities in the top 10 in population include Fayetteville, Springdale, Jonesboro, North Little Rock, Conway, Rogers, Pine Bluff, and Bentonville. Locally, Independence and Stone County showed similar growth, both growing just over 7% during the past 10 years. Independence County has 36,647 people. Stone County, 12,394. Of important note is the fact that Batesville's population has surpassed the 10,000 mark, coming in at 10,248, making Batesville the 37th largest city in the state. Although Stone County grew by 7.8% over the past 10 years, the city of Mountain View lost population, 128. Growth in Stone County is coming outside the Mountain View city limits. Also of note, Cleburne County grew by 8%, the city of Heber Springs by 11.4%. Independence County is the 21st largest county in the state. Jackson County lost population, 2.3% of its 2,000 population, but Newport's population stayed about the same, over 7,800. Woodruff County was the biggest population loser in this area of the state. Wynn and that area lost 17% of its residents. White County grew by 15%. Searcy has over 22,000 residents. Lawrence and Randolph counties also lost around 2% of their population. The Delta counties, Lee, Phillips, Woodruff, and Mississippi counties, lost population in the double digits, 16% or more. Sharp County's population stayed virtually the same during the last decade, growing only by 45 people over the last 10 years. And the Arkansas Democrat Gazette noted, Little Rock's white population is now in the minority for the first time in Little Rock history. And that brings you right up to date.